Hello, welcome to Team Uparal Windsurfing Podcast. My name is Hello Uparal, and with me I have my two sisters, Thea and Tuva.
Okay, so what is the team today, Thea?
So the team today is... the team?
We don't have a theme, do we?
Team Uparal Windsurfing Journey.
That is not what I meant. Like, theme, like Tema.
Ah. Whoops. Like, I have a C in English, so please don't. I'm sorry. Last week, we couldn't post a podcast because we were driving through the whole Europe, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did that go, Helle?
Well, we started on a ferry from Tenerife to Europe, kind of. Yeah. So, and that ferry lasted for like an eternity, and I get seasick so quickly. Like, when I windsurf, I get seasick. Like, if it's wavy and light wind, I'm like getting so nauseous, and it's the worst. Like, and it's very unusual for a windsurfer to like get seasick that easily, but yeah, that's a problem now.
That's actually quite funny, because how do you survive like the races? You have been sailing quite big waves.
I know. I just pull myself together.
Oh my god. But anyway, you're seasick all the time. I was never seasick. We're just laying there like, hello, are you alive?
It was so bad, and Thea and Tuva had to come up with food to me because I couldn't go down to the cafeteria.
It was so funny because when Hella got better, she went down to the cafeteria, and then the people were going to her, yeah, are you okay? Are you better? Are you better? Because we were saying like, can we please take food up to our sister? She's seasick.
That was so embarrassing.
Yeah, I was laughing hard.
Anyway, that ferry took super long. Like 36 hours?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay, that's crazy. And it was so boring.
Super boring.
But we got to Spain suddenly.
Yay! I eat a lot of candy.
So we got to Spain in Huelva. And then we just start driving, right?
Yeah, we started driving pretty straight away from the morning. And then we came to France.
Yay! And then we decided to take a break at our friend's house. Which we never met before. Or you have, Helle. But we haven't. But well, yeah, he turned out to be a nice guy, so that's nice. And we even got to stay in his apartment for one night, so we got to sleep.
And that was so nice, because like the rest of the trip, we had to sleep in the front, like in our seats in the van. And I can't say that it's the most comfortable night I've spent, but yeah. We managed to sleep like 3 hours, and then we can continue.
Yeah, it was actually so bad sleeping in a car, so I was so happy we could have that one night in, like, a bed.
Yeah, and we even had a sailing session.
Yeah, that was so nice, because it was fresh water, flat water, and super windy, compared to Tenerife, where it's wavy and super windy and salty water. But it's nice there, too. Yeah.
And like the place we were, they have like many of the black pigs.
Tuva is afraid of like everything.
Yeah, but those black big pigs, I'm scared of them.
Yeah, but there wasn't even one there and you were still afraid of them.
Yeah, but they're creepy.
Yeah, but they were not there.
But anyway... I was walking out to our car and to get a charger, and then it suddenly came to my brain that here it is a lot of big black pigs.
Not a lot.
Yes, the French guy told us about that, and he said it, and and then I got afraid, so I was like sitting in my car for 30 minutes. And then Thea and Helle come, like, why are you never getting up? And like, I'm afraid of the black big pigs.
That's, yeah, okay.
That was actually so weird, because I was like, okay, Tuba, it's literally like 20 meters up to the apartment. and you can't even get her because you think there are black big pigs outside, which was not there. So I had to go down and pick you up.
Yeah, but the next day we traveled to Germany, and then we almost slipped off the road. It was like ice on the road, and I have summer tires, and like on the road that you go to the highway, yeah, on that one I started slipping towards the, like, what's it called? Towards, you know, where there's no road anymore. Yeah, and I slipped, and it was so scary, so I had to, like, pull over straight away, because, yeah, I was so afraid.
It was actually quite scary, because I couldn't, like, sit there and feel that you were, like, even sliding on the way, on the road. So it was like, okay, are we going to die now, or what is happening? And then we got, like, we stopped the car, right? Mm. But I just was sitting there thinking, are we getting, like, home now, or are we stuck in this place?
That's what I thought as well, like, are we gonna get home? But then I thought, like, in worst case we'd had to change tires or something like that. But yeah, we just slept the night there, and then we continued in the morning, and it was way better.
Yeah, that was so nice actually, because I was thinking that we were stuck in that place, which is okay, are we just gonna stay here or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I looked at the place where you check the weather, and I couldn't see that it will get warmer, and I was like, fuck, we're fucked. But hella drive, and it was scary, but we are still alive.
And we didn't crash. Yay.
Yeah, we're still alive, but it was for some weird reason.
Yes, a very weird reason. I don't know. I don't know how.
No, neither do I.
No.
But we got all the way to Denmark.
And then we had to wait, like, because we almost didn't sleep the night because we couldn't. So we were there, like, way earlier than we thought. So we had to, like, wait in the car for, like, ages.
Yeah, and we have to wait for 26 hours. And manage that you can't sleep. Like, you can sleep, and then you only can sleep for like 3 hours, and then you have 23 hours left and you have nothing to do.
Well, we could knit, we could be on our phones, we could play ukulele.
Yeah,
we could knit.
We could, but yeah, it wasn't funny.
And then we had one more ferry to go.
Yeah, and then we took the ferry to Norway, and we were home, dream come true.
Did you get seasick, Helle?
Yes, I did, and I almost died again.
But, like, I didn't, like, think that I was going home when we were taking the ferry. I wasn't thinking, like. So, then the captain said, like, in 1 hour we're in Norway, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think, like, we've been away for such a long time that we couldn't really imagine that we were actually going home.
And I was like, what, we're actually going home? I was not prepared for that. It's nice to be home, it's flat water, but it's fucking cold.
Yeah, it's quite cold. And now we're home, and we've already started our training, and it's been nice, but very cold.
Super cold.
But yeah, it's so nice to be home, and we're starting to, like, get used to the cold. And what is your tips on how to come through, like, a cold session in a good way?
You need to have a thick wetsuit, a really thick wetsuit with a hoodie.
And then we mean like 5-6 thick with a hoodie. Yeah.
Yeah. I would
prefer.
Fuck, I'm not learning after my fouls.
It's fine.
But I will prepare. Okay.
Prepare. Okay, it's fine, it's fine. Just continue.
Can we clip it?
No.
Yeah, I would prefer.
Prefer.
Okay, I would have a 7.6.
What?
Wetsuit. I don't think it probably exists, but no.
Actually, the 6.5, because it's 6.5 we have.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's more than good enough. I'm warm. My body is just the feet and the fingers that's struggling.
But you are a person that never freezes. Like, it could be 0 degrees and you're walking outside with a t-skirt.
I think I'm quite opposite actually, because I hate the cold and I'm always wearing like big hoodies and warm jackets.
Yeah, I think that's a lie. But what's your best tips? Come on.
Have good shoes.
Fun fact, I bought new shoes. Then I came home. And then Tuva have like used them and there's like 1,000 holes in them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mine's also holes in.
Okay, but you also need gloves.
Yeah, otherwise your hand will be fucked.
You can't say words like that in a podcast.
I'm sorry.
We use the gloves that have the hole in the middle of your palm so that like there's no glove where you hold onto the boom, if that makes sense. And it's so nice because you can hold onto the boom without your arms dying of muscle pain, and you're still warm. So yeah, that's my best tip, because I think the hands are the most critical thing.
I think as long as you move your hands, it's getting warm, and then you can go for like 20 or half an hour more.
That's a lie.
No, it's working on me, and then you have to move it a bit again, and then you're fine.
What did I just say? You're never freezing.
True.
It's just my fingers. When you're sailing, because when you're sailing, you're like training and you're moving and your body is getting warm, so it's not the problem. The problem is when you're getting in to the beach again. When you're getting in
to the beach again.
To the beach again. Then you're getting cold.
Don't scream.
Anyway, yeah, then you're getting cold. So that's why we have the big jackets.
And my second tips is to drink a Red Bull before you go outside, because then you will get a lot of energy before this session.
Yeah. Yesterday we didn't have a Red Bull and today we did. What's the difference?
Yesterday we fight, this day we are friends.
That's for sure. We had a really bad day yesterday, actually. But today with the Red Bull, we had a quite good day, don't you think?
And that's only because of the Red Bull?
Maybe.
Who knows?
But that's the difference. That's the only difference.
Yeah. But we're glad to be back in business and we love you all, guys.
And we hope to get some better theme to talk about next week.
Yeah, if you guys have something, ideas, we need it.
Just DM us wherever.
Yeah.
Whenever. Please.
Whatever.
Love you. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye.
That's good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.